The third function that the myths serve is to relate the individual to his group, to give him a sense of participation in a society which in the old traditions was thought of as a holy society, a society that could demand from the individual all of his powers and the acquiescence of his ego in its laws. Now, I would say that in our societies today, the social problem has been secularized. We have a secular attitude toward the laws of our group. In the older societies, as I'm about to show, the laws of the social group were thought to be divinely given. They were thought to be related to eternal principles. Whereas for us, largely following the novelty introduced by the Greek mind, our laws are humanly, prudently constructed, contrived to serve rational ends. There's a great difference between breaking a law that men have made and feeling that you are now socially reprehensible and believing that you have broken a law that God has made. I think one of the problems in our society, one encounters it in teaching all the time, is that our people don't always know whether the laws that they are breaking are human or divine. No one becomes too anxious, unless the policeman's on the corner, if he has passed a red light. One doesn't feel that that is a divinely given legal situation. But there are certain other laws that we break that we feel are somehow offensive to the ultimate divinity of the world. Here we come into collision with the older systems.